Mr. Lee, you tell the court what is happening in the international field, in your club and others.
On international service, we have been corresponding with the Rotaract Club of Bangalore, India. And through correspondence, we hope to maintain closer contact with them and promote international understanding and goodwill. As for the promotion of international service in our club, I'm glad to say that the club has been doing fine. You see, 10% of our members are Chinese, I myself included. And throughout my administration, they have been giving me, the Filipinos have been giving me their full support and cooperation. Now you ask about other activities. In Haedo, Argentina, the Rotaract Club worked with the colony for the children of lepers, known as My Hope, providing shoes and clothing. In Australia, another club supplied magazine subscriptions and dress patterns to a girls' home. In Firenze, Italy, a club held a series of discussion forums on topics of importance to young people, including non-Rotaract members. These are typical of what Rotaract clubs are doing.
Mr. Lee, would you say that Rotaract is relevant to the times and the lives of youth?
Yes, I would, most strongly. In our school community, wherein tradition has been fighting a losing battle with radicalism, demonstrations and protests have emerged from the student populace. While it can be said that demonstrations serve their own purpose, it is my opinion that the energy of the youth should best be channeled to more productive and meritorious endeavors that will contribute to the betterment of this society. And so, through the projects that our club undertake, we hope to be able to redirect the attention of these student leaders who do nothing but protest and demonstrate. We try to encourage them to take up worthwhile activities like providing recreation for out-of-school children, community improvement, and others. We also attracted the attention of young people who feel detached from the society. We make them realize that it is not enough that you do nothing wrong against the society. You must contribute something for its betterment. The older generation has made us realize that we, the youth, are the most expected leaders of tomorrow. But leaders are not just born. They are made with proper training, of course. This has been in some way provided by Rotaract. While it can be said that Rotaract has not accomplished something spectacular in its first year of existence, it has somehow accomplished something worthy of merit. And we must realize the fact that man's larger hopes are inevitably encouraged by the realization of smaller ones. The awareness of his accomplishments, though minor, will make him recognize his talents and the need to express them.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. You may step down.